Good evening.
The world is not our home. We're just a passing through. I'm not breaking any new news to anybody here, or at least I hope I'm not, but we're not going to be here forever. But for those that are in Christ, that's actually a wonderful thing. We have life to look forward to, like real life. We read in Psalm 140 and verse 12, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name, and the upright will dwell in your presence. Praise God. Can you imagine life in His presence? But while this world that we are in right now is just a temporary rental, we're living in it, still the same. What are we doing with the lives that we still have right now? I want to look at what Paul says in Philippians 1 and verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which to choose, but I am hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, for that is very much better. Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for the progress and joy of your faith, so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ Jesus through my coming to you again. Paul has two paths that he's talking about. He has life and he has death. And this is something that we know that a lot of people, I guess we know how a lot of people would feel about it, but it's just different for Christians. I mean, really, it's life versus life. And Paul is confident about the direction that things are going to go in the future, but he's content either way. But Paul's thinking is not, whatever. You know, if I live, it's whatever. If I die, it's whatever. If Paul dies, he goes on to Christ. And what can be better than that? But if Paul remains here, he's still going to make the most out of his life for Christ. Paul is a motivated man. It's not whatever to Paul. It's something to Paul, whichever way he goes. I don't completely know where young people are today, but when I was coming out of school, we were kind of the beginning of the anxious generation. We were all of the young people, me included, were anxious about everything. I'm not sure that that's something that's changed today, but what was also interesting, and I don't know that this was anything unique to our generation, we also didn't seem to care about anything. It's kind of an interesting juxtaposition there, but the answer for a lot of things was always just whatever, you know, small things. You know what you want to eat? Whatever. Do you know what you want to do? Whatever. Do you know what you want to do with your life? Whatever. Do you know what you care about? Whatever. And this problem with motivation is not something that is completely insulated to young people. I mean, I don't know that we as adults have you know, this problem with motivation per se, that we're not motivated about anything, but I certainly have a problem being motivated for the right things, or for the important things. It's fine not to have, you know, opinions or really strong about opinions. You know, if you ask somebody what they want to eat, you don't want them to, you know, threaten your life if it's not Joe Taco or something like that. But righteousness, goodness, walking in the light of Christ, these are things that should mean something to us. These are things that should motivate us. I mean, it's great if we get motivated to get up for work every morning, right? That's an important thing, but it's more important to get up for God every morning. The things that are going to matter for us eternally are not less pressing than the things that, you know, won't even be around in the next 10 years. Eternity, it is still lying in the future, but we still have life to make use of now for God. And Paul refused to do anything less. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 25. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we have an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. Pointlessness is not Paul's prerogative. He has people to encourage. He has faith to steady, his own faith and others' faiths to steady. He has Christ to glorify. He has an imperishable wreath waiting for him, but, you know, his life is not whatever until he gets there. Jesus said in Luke 9 and verse 62, "No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Sometimes the person who doesn't pay any attention to where they're plowing or doesn't really care how they're plowing does just about as little work as the person who looks backwards. We care about our work. We care about how it looks. We care that it means something. We care that it gives glory to God. We care. And it's always wonderful to have reminders. Think about what we saw today. Think about what we witnessed. We watched a woman's life completely change. Think about that. That's something worth clapping about. That's something worth amening. That's something worth praising God over. But it's also an opportunity for each and every one of us to be reminded that Christ makes our existence better now. Yes, we do have eternity to look forward to, but man, He has given us a great life now. I will change the way that I live it now because I can't wait to give Him glory until then. We have such a great cloud of witnesses. Patriarchs, women of faith, apostles, heroes of faith, the greatest hero, Jesus Christ, that show that we do serve a God of eternal promises, but we still have time to shine for Him in this stage of the journey. With all of this being said, I am not against a life of whatever, however. We should have a life of whatever, a life full of whatever, a life where we say whatever to everything. Colossians 3 and verse 17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father." This world is not our home, and we're just the passing through, but we are here now. Whatever we do, let's do it for God. If you this evening also need to have your life completely changed and be baptized in our Lord Jesus Christ, please come forward while we stand and as we sing.